Hi there. The word for you today is on the word from the top. In Exodus 20 verse 15, we read, "You shall not steal." Now that's the eighth commandment. Think how strange this commandment must have seemed to the Israelites. Way back there, as a nomad society, thriving and looting had always been acceptable in their culture, even expected. But God says now that day is over. Stealing distorts your priorities. It makes things more important to you than people. It violates the rights of others by saying, "I'm more important than you." So from this day on, I want you to be rigorously honest in all your dealings. But there's another kind of stealing, the kind some Christians practice and think nothing about. The Bible asks, Malachi 3, "Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me." But you ask, "How do we rob you?" "In tithes and offerings." "You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you were robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord. See if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops. The vines in your fields will not cast their fruit before their time. And then all nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land." When you rob God, the truth is you actually end up robbing yourself. You say, "Robbing myself of what?" These three things. Number one, God's blessing in your life. Can you afford to live without that? Number two, His protection. When times get tough, can you afford to be without that? And number three, the privilege of sharing His goodness with the people around you. Is it really worth forfeiting that? Think about it. The word for you today is simple. You shall not steal.